Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest on Juno Afternoon is here to talk about Family Promise of Juno. It's an organization that fights homelessness, and a week from today, they're having their annual halibut dinner and fundraiser. Peter Moores, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
All right. Family Promise of Juno, I think a lot of us are starting to know that name and what you do. But in case there are folks that don't, tell us about it.
Well, we're getting it word out there, hopefully. At Family Promise of Juno, here's what we are. At least this is what we believe we are. Our key message is that we're not a shelter. So we don't do everything that some immediate emergency type shelters do. It's more of a holistic solution to family homelessness. And that solution involves preventing homelessness as well as serving those who are in an immediate crisis and then stabilizing those and experiencing homelessness who are those who are at risk of being homeless. And in this district, I really don't like this number, but unfortunately it's a reality. There are currently 170 students eligible in the school district for homeless support. So that says there's a lot of children who are experiencing housing crisis. And that's what Family Promise works with is families. And the primary eligibility is that you must be at least over 18. So there's got to be an adult and one or more under 18. It can be more than – there can be a husband and wife, just a husband, just a mom. But they've got to have both. So we're not doing everything. There is a big housing and a homeless problem. And you know, we're not an emergency shelter and we don't focus on individuals. So.
Got it. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you utilize various church facilities around the community to house these families. Is that correct?
That is how it works. We have a network of 16 hosting congregations. I won't name them all, but the day center is Chapel by the Lake. So that's kind of like the point center. So each, for example, one of the churches I will mention because executive board member or our board, one of the board members and founding persons of the Family Promise of Juno is Terry Stage Harvey. She's the pastor at she's at the Shepherd of the Valley Church, and that's one of the hosting congregations. So, but Chapel of the Lake has the day center. So during the day, our guests are at Chapel by the Lake. Then they're transported with a van that we have to the participating congregational church, which is online for 1 week at a time. They provide the housing, which is cots and stuff, usually in the function room or something like that, a meal that night and a breakfast in the morning. Then the van comes, picks them up again and takes them back to the chapel by the lake. Now, some of the children may be in school. Some of the parents may be working, or if they don't have a place to be, that's where they might be all day.
You mentioned 170 eligible students here in Juno. How do you identify families in need?
They generally come to us. And for that, if you are a family experiencing housing crisis, then we would like you to contact our executive director. That is Shannon Fisher, and she can be reached at 500-3032.
All right. Get your pens out. We'll repeat that number here in a little bit. How would you – it's probably a big question. How would you define a housing crisis?
Well, I believe it's where they don't – you know, some of these homes, they're couch surfing or something like that. They don't have a permanent place. And you'd imagine a family that wearing out their welcome at their brother-in-law's house or something like that. And some of the examples of families we've had is a working father lost his job due to an injury and now can't pay the rent. And so we try to get them stabilized in their housing. We're not a long-term solution. We're short-term. But for immediate housing crises, we try to find the housing and try to get them back into an affordable routine for them.
You say short-term. About how long does that usually look like?
Yeah, I think the longest they may have had a family is maybe 4 months. I might not be right on that, but it's generally never longer than that. It's typically in the neighborhood of 1 to 2 months, and then by the end of that time, things have changed. They might get a job, another housing on a low income housing project was available, things like that, and they've moved into that.
And from what I understand, too, when your guests spend time at the day center out at the church by Auk Lake,
Chapel by the Lake,
there are resources there to help find jobs.
Yes. Our executive director, that's where her office is, Shannon Fisher. She's working with them. She'll help them with a resume. She does a whole world of things. She's highly qualified for what she does. She's has a law degree and very, very smart, very capable person and does so much for this group. And we're very fortunate to have her, by the way.
Okay. You were telling me before we went on air, Peter, that you have about 500 trained volunteers here in Juneau.
Right. That doesn't mean there's 500 active volunteers, but every time, let's say a Rotary Club decided they were going to do meals for a week or something like that, those who are going to be interacting with the family would have to go through our training, which is only about an hour and a half. It's a brief thing, and it just goes through the do's and don'ts of the social interactions you have.
Got it. And do you need more volunteers?
Always looking for volunteers. There could be things simple as help us with a meal, prepare a meal one night for a church, or maybe you're interested in driving our van, putting into that schedule. There's times that families need to move. You know, they had stuff. It has to go somewhere. It has to go to a storage unit. It has to come out of the storage unit. There's always a lot of needs for that.
You mentioned churches. Is there a religious component to this?
No, they try to stay out. The reason the churches are involved is that churches are primarily empty during the better part of the week, or a number of them are. So they became a good target for us. Well, nobody's here during the night. Anybody could stay here. And they became an ideal sort of opportunity. And they always have the care and caring component. And it's also in their doctrine a lot of times to be serving others. That's just falls right in line with what we want.
All right. So, Peter, you are on the board of Family Promise. You have these 500 trained volunteers. Why did you decide to become part of this organization? What is it about homelessness that is important to you?
I was asked to serve on the board, and it's something I've always felt in this town, I know there's a huge need, and I feel like this is one area I can help with. I have some time. I feel like I have some of the skills they're looking for, just organizational skills and hopefully helping out with the events that they have and our fundraising.
PR right here.
PR. And by the way, let's get this out of the way. You mentioned that first. It's the Halibut Dinner. It's 1 week from tonight. It'll be at the Elizabeth Peratchevich Hall. It's a $25 donation is what we're asking, although you need a ticket. There will be no tickets available at the door. So again, you'll need to contact Shannon Fisher at 500-3032 or Terry Stage Harvey at 789-4093. Either one of them will have tickets available if they still are available, and hopefully there's some if you are interested in coming. We have a bigger event this year because it was very successful last year. We wanted a bigger venue. And part of we'll have a silent auction, and some of the big items include a flight scene and Taku Lodge feast, Alaska airline tickets anywhere they fly, 1 week in Punta Gorda, Florida, and this can house up to 10 people. And one of our own board members has a cabin on Shelter Island. That's Soapy Lingle. He'll take you out for the cabin and the meals, whale watching, maybe fishing if you twist his arm, that sort of thing. And then there's a two-night stay at the Little Flower Cabin at the Shrine. So a lot of great silent auction items, as well as dessert auctions. We'll have about 30 different fabulous desserts that you could take home. And one of our sponsors helping us out with this event is Martha's Flowers. There will be flowers on every single table. And you can also, for a small donation, take those home with you.
Will you be among the cooks preparing the halibut that night?
No, I will not. I believe Soapy is our – he's going to do the halibut for us. And everything else is a volunteer. Everyone else is throwing down a little bit. He's our master chef.
All right, again, so it's a week from this Friday, 6 p.m. at the Elizabeth Peratchevich Hall. Halibut, silent auction, probably tons of sides.
Yeah, there are a lot of sides, green beans, there'll be bread and a salad.
And all funds probably go towards Family Promise of Juneau.
They absolutely do, less the cost of our hall rental and a few things like that.
All right, if people want to get involved with Family Promise Juno. What's the best way to do that?
It's still our Shannon Fisher's our best our contact for that. She's our intake director, but she would also be the person to contact if you were interested in volunteering at 500-3032.
And that's also where people can get tickets?
Absolutely.
500-3032. Call Shannon. It's been nice having you on the show, Peter Morse. He's a board member of Family Promise of Juno. Is there anything we're missing? Anything you'd like to add, Peter?
I just hope everyone comes out. And we wanted people to be aware of Family Promise of Juno, what we do. So, but the more we're on the radio, the more we're out there, then hopefully people do know what we do and they'll support our efforts.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for having us, Scott.